Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt today on 720 WGN. It's been a very long time since I last spoke to Joseph Lindsley. And Joseph, I am embarrassed that moments ago I said, how long has this Ukraine situation been going on? Has it been 2 years? Has it been 3 years? And February 24th of 2022 is when Russia invaded Ukraine. So 2 years, 2 weeks, and 4 days.
Indeed, Wendy, great to speak with you again. Hello from Lviv. And yeah, I think today is day 749 of this of full-scale all-out war. I've been here every moment of it, hard to believe sometimes. And, you know, actually, I mean, as Ukrainians try to remind the world, it started 10 years ago when Ukrainians had that protest, those series of protests in the winter of 2014. And they kicked out the pro-Putin regime, and Putin took Crimea. And then in the past, you know, the 8 years between 2014 and 2022, Russians were preparing for this, preparing for, you know, to take more of Ukrainian territory. And that's where we are today. But we do, you know, even as exhausting as it sounds to talk about 2 years of war every day, we're seeing some positive things happening, especially in the past few days. You know, yesterday we had three stories of Ukrainian incursions into special operations, we could say, within the Russian Federation. This unit called the Freedom of Russia Legion, which are Russian citizens who've been fighting alongside Ukrainians. They made an incursion into Russia. It seems that they occupied a village, and the local Russian border guards and even the FSB, the Russian intelligence services, it seems that they fled. So this is a little but significant incursion, because this doesn't really happen. I mean, we have to remember that while, for example, Kharkiv region and little villages in Ukraine are attacked and shelled every day, places in Russia just across the border are, you know, there's no sign of war besides the distant sounds. They are seldom attacked. And so this is an extraordinary thing. It's Russian citizens that are pushing into Russia. We also had the news that the yet another Russian plane fell out of the sky within Russia. This was an IL-76, and I have to correct what I said yesterday. Yesterday I said that was a spy plane. It's actually a cargo plane. So this is really extraordinary, because, you know, who knows what was on that IL-76 when it fell? For weapons, tanks, other, you know, very significant material could have been there. This fell over the Russian Federation, and it is now out of 24 of Russia's most powerful sort of strategic planes that help coordinate attacks. It seems that five of them have been taken out, five of 24. And then we've had the news yesterday and again today, yet another Russian oil refinery came under Ukrainian drone attack. It's several now in the past several days. And this perhaps, you know, seems to be, I mean, it's a combination of Ukrainians sending drones deep into Russian territory, but likely also saboteurs and people working within Russia to make this happen. And I think, you know, when this is over, that there will be so many stories revealed that can't be talked about now about the incredible special operations that Ukrainians have been doing within the Russian Federation. And one interesting note on this is that, you know, when the Ukrainians can speak and pronounce Russian with no problem, you know, they were forced to it in the Soviet times. They all know how to speak Russian. But there are many Ukrainian words that Russians are incapable of pronouncing. It's even hard for an American like me to pronounce some of those words. And so it's sort of this superpower that Ukrainians have. They can easily blend in among Russians and no one would ever know. But Russians can't do that among Ukrainians. They really can't. It's so hard to pronounce some of these words. One of them is I'm not even going to try in case Ukrainians are listening. But there's a word that means it's a special type of bread, and if you say it like a Russian, you're saying strawberry. And so what So it's sort of like, you know, like in the Lord of the Rings, like you put the ring on, you can become invisible, and that Ukrainians can do that when they're in Russia. And so, we, you know, I think this is part of the story of these incursions that's, that have been happening. And then there was the big news today, or yesterday rather, that the White House is going to, they actually found some money.
Yeah.
And they're going to send $300 million worth of additional weapons. And the first thing, it's strange to me that President Biden didn't choose to announce this during the State of the Union. I think that would have been very dramatic and powerful. So I don't know why they waited a few days. But it is extraordinary. I mean, the president has, this is called the Presidential Drawdown Authority, and he doesn't need additional permission from Congress to do this. And within this this sort of basket of support, Washington is saying, and of course the proof is always in the pudding, but that they will send some of the ATACMs, these long-range missile systems that can go anywhere from about 100 miles to more than 200. It's not known which ones will come here, if the longer-range ones will be here or not. But when Washington did send a smattering of those last fall, within 1 week of them arriving, Ukrainians took out two Russian air bases on Ukrainian territory. So if indeed this support is coming, more ammunition and long-range weapons, while Ukrainians are doing their sneaky activity in the Russian Federation, there is, you know, there's a lot to be hopeful for. And of course, when this stuff happens, everyone says, okay, what's Russia going to do next? And that was the feeling, for example, in Kharkiv yesterday, that city 30 miles from Russia. They were under air alarm for 5 hours, which is extraordinarily long. And then, but nothing happened. And then when it was all clear, the Russians sent four missiles to the city. But it's not, you know, that, I mean, that's terrible and awful, but it's not, you know, that's what they've been doing for a long time. And so right now, I think we can say we see some good deal of momentum on the Ukrainian side.
Well, you say earlier, you had said something, when this is over, how do you see this ending? And when?
Yeah.
Tough question to answer.
When you ask that question, it's like going up a mountain, and you know, if you're on a difficult climb, you know, and if you focus too much, you know, on the distant goal, then you forget where you are in the moment. And I think that's what everyone has to do here, is to stay steady. But there's no, you know, I mean, there's no one here wants to give up, especially all the lives that have been sacrificed. Yesterday in Lviv, there was a ceremony for, it was a 1 year anniversary of a well-loved citizen here who was killed in battle. And, you know, all these things empower people to say, you know, we can't give up. And the victory has to mean, you know, Russia has to leave all of Ukrainian territory. And probably there's a lot of things that go with that, including, you know, change of things in the Kremlin and the breakup of the Russian Federation. But we do see, I mean, whether it's in Chechnya or, you know, far-flung regions of Russia, there are, you know, there's obviously a lot of dissatisfaction. People want to be free. And maybe these actions, what we see lately, that, you know, the Ukrainian drones can attack Russian infrastructure, could inspire people to wake up a bit. You know, and I think, you know, looking at the news of, I'll have to save it for this other story for tomorrow. But I will say, Wendy, tonight on Twitter or X.com, I'm going to be joining this broadcast called Maria Report. Maria means dream, and it's an amazing group of volunteers who have kept a 24-hour, 7 days a week broadcast going for all 2 years of this full-scale invasion. They passed the baton from London to Estonia, Tokyo to Los Angeles, so you can listen in anytime. If you go to our website, UkrainianFreedomNews.com, I have a link there, or follow me at JP Lindsay on Twitter. It's like listening to a modern-day Radio Free Europe, people working for victory for Ukraine. So I welcome everyone to tune into that whenever you get a chance. But tonight I'll be on there at 9 o'clock Ukraine time.
2 p.m.
Zone, so
2 p.m. Chicago 2 p.m. time.
2 p.m. Chicago time. So you can join and ask questions. So I invite you to join that.
All right. And I can't figure out time changes that quickly. I'm on UkrainianFreedomNews.com right now. So you give the time. Thank you so much, Joseph. Until tomorrow. And we'll catch you live in action tonight or this afternoon at 2 p.m. Chicago time on X, or formerly Twitter.
Thank you, Wendy. Until tomorrow or tonight.
We'll talk to you then.